All right, so here we are, Worldwide Life through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, and I join those people who join over the internet. Thank you for being here. We have the phone lines open. This is a simulcast with a conference call, so we have a bunch of people here, and every time you hear a ding, it's somebody else joining in, and somebody else just joined in. Now, welcome that person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Marilyn from Oxford, Michigan.
Hi, Marilyn. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good. Hi. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Marilyn. Did you hear about Dwayne? Is Dwayne okay?
I was going to ask you, Lucy. I haven't heard anything.
Me neither.
Yeah, he's okay. He's about 10 or 15 miles from where that mudslide was.
Is he?
I've been getting emails from him tonight, so... Okay. Apparently okay.
I believe we had somebody else join in. I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Michael in Camino, California.
Good evening, Michael. Welcome to the call.
Good evening, guys. Thank you.
And here's somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Marilyn.
Good evening, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Hi, did you see Wynn's email?
Meow.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen Wynn's email.
Did you see the numbers that he put down to call?
That is only if you are on the internet and you want to be live on the show, you have a question or something, you can call those numbers. Then you call into BBS.
That's not how it looks.
But it's what it says.
It says call in numbers. Speak live on air.
What it says is if you are on the internet and want to participate, you can phone in on BBS. And then it says the call in numbers.
Where? I don't have that part. that paragraph there. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I've got that.
You know, it's a little confusing, maybe, yes.
Well, I guess I'm getting old.
We're going to confuse you even more soon because soon, in another week or two, we're rolling out with iPods, Androids, and apps where at a push of a button they're tuning in.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Very nice. Anyway, Dwayne didn't left yet. I thought he was on the road.
I believe he is. If we have somebody else join in, I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, thank you. Celeste from Sedona.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hon.
All right.
Nice to have you. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
All right.
I guess he never left, Lucy.
I bet not, because I
don't know for sure, but it doesn't sound like it.
Oh, I feel, you feel all the, when you're in a place like that now with that experience going on, that you feel the vibration is very,
Right. Here we have somebody else join in. Now, welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Dominon in California.
Hello, Dominon. Well, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. And you?
All right. Doing well.
Am I coming through okay?
What do you say?
Am I loud and clear?
Loud and clear, man.
Okay.
We need to send some love life to those people. It's just unbelievable what happened there.
Good evening and welcome to the call.
The
location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Good evening, Steve. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Well, I thought Snohomish was a town.
No,
it's a county.
It's a county, yeah.
Oh, I also thought it was a town. Here we have somebody else join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Felipe, Los Angeles.
Hello, Felipe. Welcome to the call.
It's a nice town with mountain and everything else. Wood, a lot of wood.
It's beautiful,
isn't
it?
It's over.
They had 15 feet of mud. I mean, that's bad.
Yep, But I think that...
Yeah, over 100 people are missing. So.
Yeah. I think where Dwayne is he's more up the mountain.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's up on top. He's up on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hey, good evening, Don. Welcome to the call. Two more people join in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Yes. Billy, Los Angeles.
Who's it from Los Angeles?
Billy.
Billy, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. More people joined in. Please say your name and location.
Claire from Pacific Palisades.
Hello, Claire. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, we hear you. Hello. How are you doing?
It's Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Welcome back. More people joined in. I welcome you, and if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, Heis. It's Sedona Jim checking in.
Fantastic, Sedona Jim. Glad to have you here, man.
Glad to hear your voice, Heis.
All right. Equally with you, Jim.
Yes, nice, sexy voice. We need that.
There you go. There you go, sweetheart. I mean, you're all talk.
Yeah, very raunchy.
Oh, he's getting a little rising now.
What about my voice?
Maybe I've called the wrong number.
What about my voice, Florida? Lucy?
What about your voice, Don?
Your voice is okay, Don, but Jim is...
Yeah, it is.
A little loud.
Don't get me started, sweetheart.
All right, that's turned in. Here is another one. I welcome you. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, Jeannie Judd in Citrus Heights, California.
Hello, Jeannie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hi.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here.
This is Anna from Kent, Washington.
Who's it from Washington?
Anna.
Hello, Anna. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I believe I heard Wynn's voice. Hi, Wynn.
Hey.
Hey, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. I'm really jealous. I'm really jealous.
I know. That's your roommate, huh?
Lucy. Yeah. Jim, we're gonna have to start fixing you.
I was fixed years ago.
You put a little filter in the line there. All right, we had more people join in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say a name and location.
I am going to.
Who is that? I hear no voices. Good evening. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Julianne. I'm from San Diego. I'm
Hey, Julianne. Hello. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Julianne, what part of San Diego are you in?
In around UTC, you know where that is? University Town Center?
Is that near University Street? University Drive?
No, actually, it's by La Jolla.
Oh, by La Jolla. Mm-hmm. Well, I drove by La Jolla many, many times.
It's where the Embassy Suites is. I live right close by to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. La Jolla's a great place. Is this your first time on the call?
No, I've been here on them a lot.
Oh, you've been a regular.
The last time you were on Coast to Coast.
All right. Thank you.
Even had a question answered, right, last week, Wednesday?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, so it's past six, and we turned off the entry next six signs. Welcome those who join in online through BBS. Thank you very much for being here. And Vin and Terry are here. Hello, Terry. I cannot
Hi
hear
there.
You.
Hi, I was muted.
All right, hello, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi, Terry.
I'm good, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for being here. And Vin, also to you, thank you for being here. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. Okay. I'll unmute it over here. Okay.
All right.
We can start.
This conference is being recorded.
Hey, this is Wynn Free. It is March 24th, 2014, and Terry Brown. We are in Arizona, and somebody is chewing on something. Oh, Julia, are you there, Julia? Julia? Hello, Julia.
Hey, you know, it's Julianne.
It's Julianne. Julianne, are you there?
She's running to the kitchen for another piece of food.
She's probably going into panic because I called her name. Okay. All right. How many of you that are on the line have read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce?
Yes, I have.
The last chapter.
I have.
And how many of you have not read it?
I haven't read it.
It's good.
We're getting all your phone numbers down so we can call you tomorrow and sell it to you.
Everybody should read it.
That's very good.
How many of you got a lot out of it that read it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I sure did.
Yeah, great and
well,
great.
Sandy.
I did.
How many of you, when you read the channelings, could feel an energy?
I did.
For sure.
Okay. We never talked about this. We never talked about it publicly, but I remember that when I was writing the book, and Terry and I were going to the local coffee shops, and this was before I had any experience with the Elohim. I believe it was before it, and we would be editing the book. And we would start reading it and reading the channelings. And when we would read the channelings, this energy would come in that we both could feel. And at first, I didn't make notation of it. And then I asked her, do you feel that energy? And she said, yes, I feel that energy. And then the people at the restaurant, it was called Corner Cafe on Lake Avenue in Pasadena, they loved us being there. They would not when we, you know, normally if you sit around for a long time, normally people get irritated with you. But when we for three or four hours, and then they would say, "Are you leaving? Are you leaving? Why don't you stay?" And I remember we had to postulate, you know, that energy that's coming in. Do you think that could be the Ra group? And we didn't have an answer for that at that point. It was just a question. And of course, now I realize my take on it. We've had so many. That was in, you know, 2002 or prior to 2002 or, you know, something like that. We've had so many questions about this, and solving so many questions that are so incredibly deep that it seems like there's no answer for them. And, you know, at that point, it was a vague premise on my part. I said, this can't be true. I was writing a book, and I had never asked a question about it, but I had the idea that the Ra group must have been connected to Jesus. And as I was reading Carla Ruckert's channeling, here, I'll mute everybody until we open this up again, okay?
Start recording.
I win. Hey, who's that?
Oh, it's Eric in Santa Fe.
There we go. We're muted. I just muted everybody, but we'll open it up. So, you know, there was one line in the Wilcox channeling that said, we came to you in Christianity, which is in the book, but we don't often speak in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up. And I kept saying, what do they mean by that? We came to you in Christianity. And then I was studying the Carlo Rucker channelings, and the Ra group was explaining that they could move souls from one planet to another. They were talking about Maldek, the planet that exploded into the asteroids, and they said that they moved the souls from Maldek to Earth in a tangled mass in order to help untangle them because of the explosion. And keep in mind, I'm testing all of this. I'm saying, can this be true? Is there a group soul that moves souls from one planet to another? Is this voice that's talking through Wilcock actually telling me that they came in Christianity? What did that mean, that they came in Christianity? And I was thinking, they must have been connected to Jesus. And then Edgar Cayce, the Ra group never identified itself as such to Edgar Cayce. But Edgar Cayce would say the voice that was talking to him was the Christ. And he identified it as the Christ. And so I kept putting pieces together. And then finally, in 2003, I was with DK in Arizona. We were driving to Arizona, and we were having all these sessions. And, you know, the way I am is I contemplate something for a long time and trying to draw a conclusion. I don't ever ask them, and they give me an answer, and then I go announce it as if it's true. I got to have correlative information, correlative things to say, well, maybe I'm drawing the right conclusion. And so DK, we did a challenge session, and I was asking about Jesus, and I said, when Jesus said, Father, who was it that answered? And then they said, as you would understand it, it would have been the Ra group. And then, again, I'm not totally believing it, but I'm saying it feels like a pattern that is consistent. And then, at one point, through DK, they said that Jesus would be coming through us or to us. Just a small thing. And, of course, we've had Terry Friedman on the line, and he believes he was Matthew. And it's on my agenda to go down, spend some time with him in Phoenix, and record some conversations. And I don't know what will come through, but we'll see if it holds together. So then I asked about this thing, the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, this energy that Christians refer to, and they said it was a construct, an energetic construct that the Ra group was holding the energy for. So now we see this group soul that's made up of graduates, with hundreds of millions of graduates, and they are attempting, what do they want to do? As I get it, what they want to do is similar what we are doing, what we've learned to do, and that is to create an energetic portal through the veil into the highest realms of spirit possible that other people can feel.
and that it starts a process of transmutation in your life. Now, if you're on the line and you haven't had this experience, you can be open to the possibility. It's very hard to explain how it works because it's so nonlinear. Why is it nonlinear? What does nonlinear mean? It means out of time. Out of time. Well, as you move through dimensions, I've come to the conclusions that other dimensions are other timelines. So when you access another dimension, one of the indicators that you have is that time starts to move differently, your experience of time, and that the entire universe is a big hologram, and time is one of the illusions of that hologram, except we are stuck in time to the extent that we're stuck in what they call 3D. And so the key to spiritual evolution is getting unstuck. And to get unstuck, you have to access higher holograms. And to access higher holograms, there needs to be something in place that takes you from 3D hologram to a higher space, and perhaps the highest space. And, of course, this involves going through, passing through all of your karma, all of your past lives, which are also stuck in time. And so as you move into higher timelines, you have the potential of moving above your karma, moving above your contracts, moving out of everything, and ultimately moving to the place where you can be a creator in this realm, which means creating out of nothing something. And something, what we're doing here, and this has been very seat of the pants learning this, because I didn't have a clue. But we are learning, I am learning, Terry's learning, you're learning, we're learning together as a group how to access this higher timeline. And maybe for all of us, the potential is going to be different, because we're all different. We're all on our own path. This is a coming together where we can have some kind of an experience. And then over time, ultimately, you have to integrate it into your path so that you get the understanding of how to experience higher timelines. And each of you is different. So even though we have, you know, a number of people listening to us right now, what I say is got to be broadband in such a way that each of you can integrate it in your own life. And the incredible premise, or the thing that I learned, is that these group souls are up in the higher timelines, and we're down in the lower timelines. And that, here's the premise, we're making a bridge between our timelines and them. And they can pull the energy up so that we can experience a different consciousness, a different timeline, while still being in this timeline. Now, sometimes I get emails about how fast the time moves when you're on this call. You know, it's like a blink of an eye. It starts out at 6, we get over at 7, it seems like an hour. Even I, when I think about doing an hour, I'm thinking, how am I going to be interesting for an hour? And I jump into the call, and suddenly here I find myself talking, and I feel like I'm being with you, and that I'm accessing this with you. It's not like I was in this space. It's a new creation. And we've got this idea that these group souls, these two group souls, are here on the call. We don't have to have them channel. We don't have to ask them questions. They have learned to work with us as we have learned to work with them. And so they pay attention to the call, and they come present energetically. And so many of you who are listening have had some kind of experience that that's true. And the very first time I had that experience was when I was reading these channelings with Terry on the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And I picked that book tonight because there is some extreme. One of the things about this is there's two aspects of growth here. One is to experience this incredible energy that shows up on these lines that you have, that feels very loving, very positive, very expansive. And for many people, they never experienced anything like that. And it's like learning to feel those energies. And then the second thing is getting your mind oriented so that it can understand this from a mental place, so that you have tools and a little bit of wisdom to integrate this experience. And because you need both, because if you just have the experience, and you come in the line and have the experience, but it goes away when the call is over. But when you get the right wisdom words to integrate it, you walk away. And I can say many times in my life, I was in different spiritual groups, and I would attend things, and I would read things. And oftentimes, there was one sentence or three sentences out of a talk somebody gave that really struck me, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I knew that was for me, and I kept thinking about it and thinking about it, trying to figure out how to integrate it into my life. And I believe that we are coming up with lots of those kinds of little things on these calls. I hope we are. People tell me we are. And it just comes up as a matter of fact. And sometimes you'll be listening to a call, and the call will kind of be, doesn't seem to be reaching you. And then we'll say one thing, or Terry will say one thing. And suddenly, boom, you say, that seemed to relate to me. And then you start running it against your life, and you have all of these cognitions, aha experiences. And that's one of the things that was happening for me when I was studying the channelings in the Wilcox stuff early on. Because I was, like, for example, talking to David. And I started to feel, what they call it, distortions. And then I would read the channelings, and I would read how they were talking to his distortions so wisely. And then I go back to David, and it seemed like he was still doing it. And I would go back and forth, and I'd say, whoever's talking to David is pretty far out, because they can look at David and they can see his his personality weaknesses, okay? And they were addressing it. And it started out with very sentence fragments. And, of course, this was early on. Wilcox was trying to integrate all of this. And at the time that I had discovered him, his website was more dedicated to his channelings than it was to the other stuff, you know, the scientific studies that he's done on everything. And so this was like, here's like, I'm just going to thumb through the book. I'll pick some things out. We'll see where I land. November 16th, 1996. At this point, David was living in New Paltz, New York. And he had no, I don't think he had any idea he was Edgar Cayce. He was writing down messages. He would wake up, he read a book on dreams, and he was writing down messages, dream messages. And, you know, a couple of years later, a few years later, I started writing down dreams. And I started getting, I blew my mind. I started getting little excerpts too. And again, I'm thinking, am I programming myself? Where is this coming from? Okay. But some of the original little sentence fragments, November 16th. And who do you think we are? Space aliens? Wrong. The one thing about our service is that we need to help. And let's see another one. Believe it, this is November 23rd, 1996. This was at the very beginning. And at this period, David would only get sentences. He wasn't getting pages or you know, treatments. Believe it when I tell you that the end is coming, the end of organized materialism. You've got to listen to your own inner voice. Nothing else will do. The voice of your ego will destroy you. These things are to be discussed, not repeated. The things you think of will come from higher and higher places. To facilitate this transition demands concentration and respect, an easier job than one might imagine. Be fruitful in your life and do not fall prey to the forces conspire within you to bring you down. Know that salvation awaits. Be friendly unto thyself and know that you are one with God. Okay? And basically they're trying to counsel Wilcox and prepare him to do a more major role. Here's another one, November 28th, 1996. Don't be a slave. Slaves do the work for many for the pay of few. It's easy to latch on to that feeling of powerlessness. You will have everyone watching you. Please try to maintain as pure an orientation as possible. You wanted us to be married, not an annulment. So they're indicating there that they're still evaluating Wilcox. Now I'm not going to try to evaluate Wilcox in present. Okay, I mean he has done great work bringing things forward. You know, this book launched him into a New York Times bestseller. millions of visits to his website, a regular on George Norrie, and he has not emphasized his challenge and these messages since the book came out. And in his mind, he was getting a lot of flack, a lot of flack for identifying with Edgar Cayce, identifying himself with Edgar Cayce. And so he did not, he came to the conclusion that he would reach more people by being scientific than by being a channel. And so his channeling was on the back burner. I think occasionally he put something out. But here is October 24th, 1999. And now David is writing paragraphs and pages, okay? And always and forever, we insist that the parachute will indeed open on time. You will again coast downward and make a smooth transition. So in order that you do not fall astray, we insist rather continuously that you put the focus back into yourself, into this work, instead of towards your recreational pursuits. Those matters of a more global appeal also need to factor back into the analysis. Where are we going? The choice is yours. I am going with you. So will the Old Testament, the New Testament, these writings, and all others like it. We are going to form a conglomerate being in the cosmos whose collective, unified efforts will be seen as one. In the intervening years' schedules, we can indeed intake a few new conversations with those who have not yet been imprisoned in the geological records of ages past, but rather deliberately liberate themselves consciously with humanity in the here and now. With radioactive decay and the like, there will be the last remaining vestiges of the third dimension and its new potentials. But you can indeed see how quickly all of this can be transformed when one works in a place of pure energy. And thus, many of your struggles do indeed take on a rather dramatic tone as a result. Since we do have the capability to heal ourselves, we also have the capability to heal you. We must be invited to do so through your own free will, and that is important. Those with liver and or bladder cancer cannot see the ways in which they have made themselves so angry and need to purge the stored toxic chemicals within the self. Similarly, we now know that those in the higher realms have invented the signal for you to hear, so that there will be a greater and greater opportunity for you to get realigned on course with the more fundamental focus of your light and love and how it relates to the greater picture as then seen. It will be a great shock to many when these changes do indeed occur, and they will all be fond of saying that the Lord does work in mysterious ways. In order that we not become too pat on the subject, we do intersperse the questionings of our own destiny against those of a practical nature relative to you yourself and how you have worked with the in-streaming cosmic energies that mushroom up inside of yourself. And so again, we remind you that the courses are all set and in place. It is now a function of your own intimate understandings that will bring this into view in the directly physical sense. We thank you, and we remind you that you are loved more than you could ever possibly imagine. Peace be with you. In the light of everlasting love, we now end this reading. The earthquakes of the material self must indeed arise and coalesce somewhat, and therefore keep yourself grounded as much as possible. Thank you. And here we go a couple days later. David, we are always around you, watching you every moment. When you file for information from the higher realms, you can indeed expect a response. Do remember that it is your attitude going into these readings that affects your overall level of success and quality coming out. And of course, remember that we love you more than you could ever possibly imagine. You're starting to get a grip on that concept. We eagerly await each new step in personal evolution that you make. As you are aware, this is not the deepest level of trance that you can have, but it is sufficient for the merging of our mind with yours to start the ball rolling with these readings again, as we had certainly dropped it. Thank you, David, and we do remind you that we are always around you, always with you, always watching you, every moment. Keep that thought very clearly in mind, and you will see how you are always on stage, in a sense, and each and every action you do is being carefully considered. That is all for now. Peace be with you. In the light of everlasting love, we now end this reading. So, for quite some time, as I'm indicating here, David was getting readings for himself, and they were counseling him. And then eventually, he started getting clients, one of which was me, and he started doing readings for his clients. And I should note, as I'm reading this, and if you're feeling the energy come in, and this idea that the Raghu energy is the Holy Spirit energy, in my opinion, of Christianity. And it feels different than the Elohim energy, although the Elohim energy is here. I don't know if you're experiencing this, but the Ra energy feels more in my body, less distant, closer. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry? Calling Terry? So I was going to ask her, I said I was going to open the line up for discussion, but this energy is coming in. Are you there?
Yeah, I just got unmuted.
Yay. Are you feeling the energy?
Pardon?
Are you feeling the energy that I'm talking about as I'm reading these? You're not paying complete attention.
No, I'm listening, but I'm not paying complete attention. That's true.
Okay.
I mean, well, when I'm listening and they're talking about David and stuff, and I'm remembering when we're doing it. Up working on the book and typing the transcripts from David, and that's the energy I'm in. When I'm listening to that, I'm not in the raw energy, but I'm in the energy of having done the editing of the book.
You know what? I think I'm going to open up the lines or if someone wants to call, and I want to see if one of, I just want to mark this. And, don't patronize me, people. If you're feeling nothing, well, let me know if you want to. But I want to see if people come forth and can feel energy when I read that. If they notice a difference in, say, the energy of the Elohim energy, which comes in so often. And hang on, I'm going to unmute the lines.
There was one thing when we were doing the book, I would really connect with the energy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
They would even come through and give me suggestions about how stuff should be changed or could be made better.
Okay. Listen, I've opened up the lines. Anyone want to make a comment about that?
I felt some energy from it. I'm not sure how strong it was. It was very peaceful.
Who was that said that?
Imagine the unknown.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, Dharmananda?
Dharmananda. Hi, Dharmananda. Yeah. Anyone else?
Hey, that was really a bad sign, right? And, you know, and then like about 2 days later, he died. And then Lincoln, you know, he didn't want to talk to me either. You know, like about a week later, he died. So I'm kind
is of
like,
what is that? Is that Brian Solden talking?
Who are you?
Who?
Is that Brian talking?
Brian.
Who are you?
What is your name?
What's my name?
Yeah.
Katie?
Okay. Now, I'm just commenting here. I'm just looking for comments on what I just read. Did anybody feel energy?
I did.
That was, yeah.
Carolyn,
can you feel the difference in the raw energy and the Elohim energy as I read that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else. You're not talking to me.
Yeah.
Usually, I feel the energy. It comes up my spine. It feels like excitement, you know, sort of thing. But when you were discussing the two different energies, I felt the one energy that comes through my body, and the other energy was like a solidness in the air around me. Like,
which energy was the solidness in the air, the Ra or the Elohim?
I'm not sure.
Second one.
What's the difference? Who was who?
This is very subtle stuff. Okay.
I can tell you
that.
Not
everybody. That's Marilyn. Yeah, Marilyn. What did you notice?
The Elohim is much lighter, fluffier, and the Ra mm-hmm. is much denser.
Mhm. That's kind of how I see it. The Ra is more, it feels like the Ra is closer to me, okay?
And yeah, it's more like whispering.
Yeah.
I don't know if that whisper is probably not the right word, but almost like a feathery type of touch.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to share?
This is Anna, and I haven't been listening long enough to feel differentiation, but it was the energy was really high, and it made me stay in that space in what was being referred to, and with the recollection of when you ask about feelings, and sometimes it's hard for us to describe our feelings, mm-hmm. Craig Braden suggested that feelings is what it feels like to have a chemical change in our body, which mm-hmm. is basically pH change. And mm-hmm. from acidity, you know, through neutral, 7 and above alkaline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
And in terms of pH and chemical feelings, and everything energy that you can't be happy and glad to be alive and all of that and be acidic in your internal environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yes.
I felt I mean, well that's the way I felt in appreciating how such things as this kind of interchange and focus will and in relationship to healing, how that healing can happen through this mm-hmm. work that you're doing, you know?
Yes, I mean, it's an incredible premise that there are group souls that say they love us, and I believe they do, that don't have to worry about anything self-serving, and look at the situation of humans and say how unfair many things have been, and that have the ability to actually connect with us in a way that we can feel. Now, if those of you that aren't feeling anything, I mean, you can either decide that we're crazy and delusional and under a case of mass hypnosis, which I'm sure some people might think, or that you're still opening up to the possibility, and that if you stay on and keep working on this, it's very subtle. You have to start looking for it. Now, I wasn't looking for it. I was in the middle of reading those things back and forth to Terry, and I said, what's this? I could feel it. And, you know, I recognized that earlier in my life when I used to play music and I'd be with an audience, I would go into that feeling as well. But I didn't know how to identify it. I was thinking about it, and I remember one time I was sick. I had the flu, and I went up in front of an audience, and I walked off stage, and my flu went away. I said, how did that happen? But I know now. I know that I was a rock group person, and that they were working with me in my music and in my lyrics. Sometimes when I would write lyrics, it would be, I mean, I didn't know it at the time, but going back on it, it was like channeling, because I would just put my pencil on the paper and I'd write a line, and then I'd write another line, and I'd write another line, and there was no linearity to it. I didn't know what I was saying next, and by the time I was finished, I had the lyric of a song, and I'd say, how can I write that? I'm not that smart. So it's like when Terry says, how could I say that? I'm not that smart. And it's kind of like, it's a really, you know, it's a strange sensation because it's you. And it's you, but it's an expanded you. And people think that it's like, it's not something separate talking to you. And anyone else have a comment?
I didn't feel anything. This is Marilyn. I didn't feel anything too much when you were reading it just now, but I had the experience when I was reading it myself alone.
Uh-huh.
I really felt a lot of energy, and my whole vibration in my body was
mm-hmm.
really activated a lot. I felt a lot of it just reading it myself.
Did you read it more than once? Did you go back and read some of the sessions more than once, or did you just read it once through?
I read it, and then I bookmarked a number of pages that I wanted to reread. There were like 20 pages that I wanted to reread, and I'm not quite finished going through all of the pages that I bookmarked, but I would read it for a few hours, and then, I mean, it was incredible, my vibration. My whole body was, my whole, you know, kundalini energy was just buzzing.
Like crazy.
And
did the thought occur to you that it was the rock group?
I was just assuming it was the rock group. To be very honest, I can't say that I know the difference between the Elohim energy and the raw energy. I couldn't distinguish between one or the other. But I also started seeing the other thing that happened was I've been seeing orbs in my apartment, a lot.
Since you started working with us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, after some of the telephone calls, some of the conference calls, there'll be orbs, on the ceiling and on the walls,
Did you ever see a picture of me with a blue orb on my elbow?
No.
It's supposed to, at one of the talks I gave, this started coming to my awareness a while back ago, that people would take pictures and there would be these lights, different times, different lights around me. And keep in mind, it took me a few years to say, I think this is real. I didn't jump to any conclusions. And some of the pictures were kind of amazing because there was one picture where I had a bright blue orb on my elbow. And another picture, this one really blew my mind, was where Terry, I had to do a publicity shot. Somebody wanted a picture of me without my glasses. And Terry took a picture and said, I don't like that picture. I don't have a good expression on my face. Why don't we call in the light and take another picture? So we called in the light, and I looked at the picture, and I said, no, I still don't like it. And then I forgot about it. And then a few weeks later, I looked at the pictures again, and on the picture where we called in the light, there was all this pink around my chest. And I called Terry. I said, look at this. Look at this. So we did a channeling, and I said, could you explain that pink around my chest? And this was the first time they said this. They said, that was us. You called on us. Our color is pink. And then it's, of course, the Elohim answering. And then later when I had the blue orb on my shoulder, I asked them about the blue orb, and they said, that was the rock group. Okay. So, I mean, I'm just a bozo on this bus. I have, I'm getting dream messages. I'm writing this book. I have two women talking to people with a voice that says they created the universe, and now there's colors appearing on me. Now, I'll tell you, I also got an email from someone who was listening to our calls. Now, I don't know if he heard me ever told me tell this story or not. I forget his name, but he said he had Real Player up on his computer, and it was black, and he was listening to a call, and he was going into an exalted space, and he said, while I was watching Real Player, it turned pink. What do you think happened? He sent me a screenshot of it. So he wasn't jiving. He sent me a screenshot of his pink Real Player. And these guys have a sense of humor about how they let you know they are in your space. Early on, one night in the middle of the night, my printer started printing. Everything was off. It started printing a Rothschild. It's like, how did that happen? That couldn't happen. Well, I never asked a question about it. I said, okay. There was their way of letting me know that they were present. And each of you has the opportunity to, keep investigating. People are going to think you're crazy, so don't ever talk about this to anybody. But keep watching your environment, watching your space, and see if they'll make a sign that you can relate to that, hey, that could not happen in normal reality. How did that happen? Anyone else want to make a comment?
Wynn, I just want to tell you that when I hear your voice, I feel this peace and gentleness come over me. Actually, when you were reading, I fell asleep.
Who's that?
This is Chris from Bluebell.
Okay, Chris from Bluebell, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, and when I hear you speak, I feel that it's this loving gentleness. And like I said, it just put me right to sleep. And I just woke up a little while ago.
Well, you know, I think what happens is sometimes, and I used to do this, there was a teacher that I used to go to years ago, and I would go to his seminars, and I would fall asleep during the seminars all the time. And he would say that when you fall asleep, you're clearing karma. You know, you get so relaxed, and it would let your energies release. And
yeah,
things would lift.
Right.
And I think he was right, you know. So, but I think, you know, that these sources, they have become, to some extent, now I have to do something to make this work. It doesn't happen when I'm all alone. I mean, I can feel it, but even for me, when I do something where it's required for them to come in, there's an energetic connection between my field and theirs, and that I have on some level given them permission to ride that energy so they can reach other people through my physical presence here on the planet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not doing it. I mean, it's just I'm being neutral, and it's just that through all the work I've done and the desire to do this and getting the mental understanding of it, it's given them tacit approval so that when I show up, they show up, and when I start talking about them, they say, okay, here he is, and then they descend on people. I'm not doing it. You know, this is the thing. It's such a tricky tightrope to walk because people think even the idea that that's true sounds like I'm an egomaniac to some people if they hear it. And I'm really not. In fact, I'm you know, believing that that's true gives me more responsibility than I would ever dream of wanting to have in this realm, getting up every day to say, how do I make this work? How do I make this work? How do I reach people? You know, it's like, I know people are changing their lives because of this. I know that the planet's growing up. How do millions of people hear about this? And people hear me say that, uh-oh, he just wants followers. He just wants to be famous. Da, 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 da. Well, I mean, I can't help what people think, but I'm sitting in the middle of it. And all of you, to keep coming into the calls to take it seriously, I really appreciate it because it helps me validate it for myself, really, because it's like I'm walking on the end of a gangplank, so to speak. Sometimes it feels that way. So in any case, it's 6:57. We got to get off. That was really a fun call. Thank you all. And also, you know, on the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, if we inspired any of you to want to get the book, go to returnofedgar.com, returnofedgar.com, and we ran it on the Weekly Digest. Use the discount code Weekly Digest to get $5 off. This Saturday, we're doing another Law of One workshop with Carla Ruckert. Thursday, I'm doing an intro talk with Carla. I haven't sent anything out on this yet. I'm doing an intro talk, which for the new people that heard me on George Story, to invite them to meet Carla and hear about the Ra work. So thank you all for being here. And
thank you, send
in your questions for Wednesday, and thank you, Terry.
And, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Be well. Love you all. Be well.
Good night, everybody.